You're listening to SBS News.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump.
Wow, thank you very much.
At the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida, better known as CPAC, Donald Trump may no longer be president, but he was still the headliner, and he was quick to address the top story of the week.
I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country.
Although he briefly condemned the invasion, Mr. Trump's remarks came after he made comments praising Vladimir Putin's Ukraine strategy and his genius, words he stood by and expanded on during his speech on Saturday.
Yesterday, reporters asked me if I thought President Putin was smart. I'd like to tell the truth. Yes, he's smart. The NATO nations, and indeed the world, they're not so smart.
That kind of language has made some of this conservative gathering uncomfortable, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
There are lots of things President Trump says that I wouldn't say. And his rhetoric, I, with some regularity, disagree with.
It may have been dominating global headlines for days, but Ukraine wasn't a major topic of conversation in Orlando. When conservative politicians who took the stage here like rock stars did mention it, they typically tried to paint it as yet another failure by US President Joe Biden. That was former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's strategy.
We've seen a Russian dictator now terrorize the Ukrainian people because America didn't demonstrate the resolve that we did for the 4 years prior.
All of this underlines the fact that conservatives are divided about how to respond to President Putin's Ukrainian invasion, divisions that played out within Florida's congressional delegation this week. Congressman Matt Gaetz, a loyal Trump supporter, asked why the U.S. should foot the bill for Ukraine. And senior Florida Senator Marco Rubio was particularly careful in talking about the invasion.
No matter where you stand on this Ukraine-Russia situation, what we should have done beforehand, what we should do now, the one thing I think everyone can agree upon is that the people of Ukraine are inspiring to the world.
That's probably not the kind of delicate language you hear at CPAC when the topic is Iran or China. The reality, however, is that elected officials are cautious because they're responding to the Trump base, who themselves are wary of too much US involvement abroad. Many were more concerned about undocumented immigration at the southern US border with Mexico.
In terms of Ukraine, I think it's unfortunate. You know, if we're going to send troops somewhere, the southern border might be a good start.
Hey, Putin's a bully, and bullies pick on people that are vulnerable. And I really pray for that whole situation, that it gets better.
We have our own invasion at our own border, and all of a sudden we care about a country in Europe.
As the raucous crowd streamed out of the packed hall where Donald Trump spoke, it's again clear that he succeeds in part because he has been able to discern the mood of rank-and-file conservative voters. The other Republicans on stage at CPAC, Republicans who have to face the voters in the months ahead, know this, and they are, by and large, holding their tongues or choosing their words about Russia and Ukraine carefully. Alan Lee, SBS News.